huge night for TV viewers, because I know a series that many of you have been watching very closely and have been become kind of enraptured with a little bit is the Toronto Raptors. Game 5 tonight, Brooklyn in town. Jurassic Park is what they're calling the outside the Air Canada Centre. It's a good name, cool nickname. Fans are loving the Raptors. Whether you're at TV or watching in the building, it should be an electric atmosphere. Our next guest is going to be there tonight. Matthew Schenetti from TSN joins us in Toronto. Matthew, I know the Raptors aren't the Leafs, but, man, they really have grabbed the attention of that city.
You know, it's amazing, Jason, and good to talk to you. Leo Routens had a piece on SportsCenter yesterday talking about how a basketball team has converted a hockey city, and I think we're seeing that. I mean, the Raptors have always been quite popular with a strong segment of the population here in Southern Ontario, but what we're finding is through their play, through the grit, through this gritty tenacity, this will to win, dare I say truculence, they're becoming a beloved team through their effort. In game 4, and I was there in Brooklyn, and to watch a majority of their lineup limp through much of that game, Kyle Lowry in particular, and to see him at the end of the game with 5 fouls, about to, on the verge of possibly fouling out of the game, to aggressively poke the ball away from Paul Pierce, and then to a few minutes later throw his body up in the air over Kevin Garnett. And for those who don't know what Kyle Lowry looks like, he's about 6 feet is generous, and Kevin Garnett is 6'8", and to throw what looked like a rainbow hook right over Garnett on essentially one leg. His knee has been bothering him for weeks, if not months. To see that kind of composure, that kind of willingness to win throughout the lineup, it's really now starting to really play with the heartstrings of people here in Toronto, and not just in Toronto, really across Canada.
They definitely have grabbed the hearts and attentions of fans. I think Lowry, you know, limping on that leg the last game. DeMar DeRozan with an outstanding first half and then really throwing up bricks in the second half, but makes 2 really key defensive plays late in the game. Vasquez coming up with a big 3-pointer. You know, they had a real kind of gutsy effort, and I think especially in Western Canada, a lot of people equate that to kind of that lunch bucket type of team.
Absolutely, and you look at the last, everyone down in the United States, particularly American media, is now enthralled with the Toronto Raptors and what they were able to do in those last 5 minutes, as you point out, when DeRozan took charges, Amir Johnson took charges, Kyle Lowry was putting his body on the line, Gravis Vasquez was doing things. And you know, for some strange reason, the Americans who have not been paying attention to this team, the Raptors were the only NBA team not to be nationally televised in the United States, are now all of a sudden saying, oh, this team is, you know, has purpose and has an edge and is really physical. The fact is, this is head coach Dwayne Casey has wanted his players to play like all season, really 3.5 years. His mantra is pound the rock. He said right after the game, I don't care if we get a 3-pointer. I frankly don't. What I want to see is that desperate disposition. I want to see guys putting their hands in, even if they have 5 fouls, sacrificing their body, putting themselves on the line for the team, because it's about effort. Casey was an assistant coach to the Dallas Mavericks when they won an NBA title back in 2011. All he cares about is defense. That team had a great defense. He was the lead assistant to put that defense together. And that's what he has always wanted the Raptors to play like. He said yesterday, the coach did, that maybe he won't get that effort for 48 minutes. And maybe it's asking too much of a team that's obviously banged up and hurting. But what pleased him is in that last 5 minutes, his team was willing to make adjustments, willing to change things on the fly after going over, I think it was 18 minutes, shooting just 5 for 28, just around 18%, and the Nets were pulling themselves back in the game. To see what they were able to do to hold their composure in the fourth quarter has pleased their coach, because it shows him that his young team is starting to get it.
Matthew Schenetti joins us. Update us on the injury status of the Raptors. Anybody not playing?
Dwayne Casey, we asked him yesterday. Any injury up that he said, well, everybody's ready to go. And another reporter asked, well, what's your definition of healthy? The fact is everybody's injured. Jonas Valanciunas said the only person who might not be injured is Julian Stone. And Julian Stone, for those who don't know the Raptors, is a bench player who sits at the end of the bench in his suit. And it's kind of hard to injure yourself when you don't really move at all wearing Armani. So right now, Dwayne Casey has a whole lot of injury issues. Patrick Patterson, John Salmons, Landry Fields, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Jonas Valanciunas, everyone has something. but nothing is going to hold them out from playing tonight. That is what Dwayne Casey made clear. And he said, frankly, as much as the Brooklyn Nets have all of a sudden now changed their tune, and it's not so much about their experience, it's about how much the Raptors are playing well, how they're impressing them, and I guess they're trying to kill them with kindness. Dwayne Casey says, listen, I don't know how loud this crowd is going to be. I know it's going to be very loud, but we can't rely on them because tonight's going to be a street fight.
Yeah, and it has to be. I think the Nets are definitely trying to use their playoff experience here to give the Raptors a kind of an inflated ego somewhat. And, you know, that's just the gamesmanship that goes on in this series. What about matchups? You look at the Paul Pierce game. You know, he was clutch, of course, in game one. He said, man, you're just born with it. Since then, he hasn't made the clutch shots as much as he was early on. Talk about DeMar DeRozan. I know he struggled in the second half, but for games 3 and 2, he scored 30 points. He had 20 points in the first half in game 4. Looked like he was well on his way to his third consecutive 30-point game. What are the Nets not doing on DeRozan defensively that's allowing him to go off so much the last three games?
Well, the thing about DeMar DeRozan, Jason, he made this clear after, you know, he kind of found his legs in the playoffs after game 2. He said, listen, I make sure when I train that I shoot every kind of shot because I don't know what kind of defense is going to be thrown at me. You're talking about fadeaways, lean-ins, basic jump shots, layups, dunks. I have to have everything in my arsenal because I don't know how people are going to play me. This is a guy who is religious in his work ethic. You know, he works out before games, does heavy weightlifting sessions to make sure he gets the right arc on his shot. But what has been clear is that when he has to play physical, when he has to put his body up against Joe Johnson, who is a massive man at about 6'8", 6'9", and clearly about 250 pounds. Solid core. It's physically, DeRozan, who is not as tall and not as wide, has a bit of problems trying to gain some traction. And then when, in the second half of game 4, when he was getting double-teamed, particularly by Sean Livingston, a guard for the Brooklyn Nets, Livingston was getting right in his face, right in his head, and it unsettled him. After DeRozan had to desperately call a timeout in the middle of a double team, it got in DeRozan's head a little bit. So as much as Dwayne Casey says the playoff jitters have subsided for DeMar, you know, he's still trying to find his legs. Yes, he is scoring, but he's still trying to understand spacing and getting his own way and trying to use his body properly. The one thing that did please Casey, to go back to this whole defensive narrative, is the fact that DeRozan, despite the fact that he wasn't putting shots up in the second half, was willing to put his own body in the line in double, triple teams against Joe Johnson. Because as much as we look at Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Darren Williams, the point guard for the Brooklyn Nets, the fact is that Joe Johnson is a key here for the Nets. He has shown when he gets time and he gets space, he can kill the Raptors any which way, from deep, from right inside in the paint, dunking. You know, he's going to go ahead and be an absolute menace. But last game, with the offense struggling, with DeRozan obviously struggling in terms of trying to get all those different kind of shots off, he was able to put that out of his mind and play the kind of defense Casey wants. So I think that's going to be key, stopping Joe Johnson and seeing if DeMar DeRozan can find his space in his body to go ahead and put up all the shots that he can, because we have seen that when he gets into a rhythm, as he did in game 2, he can be absolutely deadly against Brooklyn.
Who are you picking tonight in game 5? And how many people, because on TV I can tell it's packed, but how many people do they have at Jurassic Park for these games?
The last game, MLS&E just let everybody know, was about 4,500 people, which is about the same amount, roughly, as they had in Maple Leaf Square last year when the Leafs were going up against the Bruins in the playoffs. Despite the fact that it's pretty gloomy weather here in Toronto and it is raining, I expect the same, if not more. This is a key moment, I think, and not just with this young Raptors team, but I think in the franchise. Masai Ujiri saying F Brooklyn at the beginning of the series really was a defining moment, because it was about, hey, we're here, we're the Toronto Raptors, we're going to take charge, and we're going to be comfortable in our own skin. Tonight, inside the Air Canada Center, it is going to be raucous. I expect the noise level to be deafening. And that did affect the Nets in game 2. And it affected them a little bit in game 1. And if not for the Raptors' own playoff jitters, they might have pulled it out. But I suspect if the Raptors can play defense the way they did in that second half, particularly in the fourth quarter, and with the crowd behind them, I think the Raptors are well on their way to sealing this game tonight. And it's going to be after they show that they can hold their own in Brooklyn, maybe this series only goes six games for the Raptors.
Matthew, enjoy it. We appreciate the rundown.
Thank you very much, Jason. Have a good afternoon.